Hello and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
My name's Jen. And on today's show, we're going to talk about, so who gets the glory? Stay tuned.
Welcome back to New Every Day. Thanks so much for tuning again this week. And we are back in the book of Acts. And I told you we'd be on chapter 4, but we're not there yet because there's so much more in chapter 3 to look at. Mm-hmm. So Jen, where are we?
Chapter 3, verse 11. Mm-hmm. So last week we talked about the fact that the disciples were walking to the temple 3 o'clock because that was their normal time to pray. A crippled man from birth was brought by some friends to sit at the temple in order to receive money from the people. So then, I love this part. This is the most exciting part. Because Peter's like, look at us. And the man's like,
yeah,
rapt attention. And then he's like, we did not talk about this last week. But could you imagine, this is the statement, you're hoping for money. Silver and gold, I have none. Could you just imagine how his?
Why do you think I'm here, boys?
Yeah, like, what are you gonna give me? I just wonder what, maybe that he thought, maybe they'll share their lunch with me. You know, maybe they have a cloak for me. Maybe they have a new mat for me. Mm. Like, I wonder in that split second, what went through his mind?
Because, man, you're wasting my time.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that, but that's so true.
So anyways.
So he jumps up. He's healed.
Because Peter's like, silver and gold I have none, but I will heal you. Well, no, he doesn't say I. He says, but in the name of Jesus from Nazareth, be healed. So he heals him in the name of Jesus. So it says he jumped up. And they continued into the temple. And the end of, verse 10 says, they recognized him. So the people that were in the temple, mm-hmm. when all the people saw him walking and praising God, so that's verse 9, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. So it was like, whoa.
Hey, that's the dude who's been lame from birth.
Yes.
Wowza.
Yeah. Like, have you ever been in a situation, I know we haven't talked about this, where something happened and you just went, wow.
Like that was amazing, or I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, are you thinking of one?
Do you have one?
Well, no.
Because it's weird.
Mine aren't good.
Because we often, because our lives can be so predictable sometimes, that I think I have a simple one where we commute a lot. Like, we are constant in North America. If you're not watching from North America, you might not have any concept to this, especially, or
which
if you live,
strange to me.
Pardon me?
Which seems strange to me.
I know. Okay. But we commute a lot. We are constantly in our cars. And so many times, I actually am driving down the road, and I'll watch somebody cut someone off, or I'll see how God, well, in my opinion, it's God, he gets in there, and he totally protects someone from dying.
Yeah.
And literally, my mouth goes, wow, God, are you good? And that's just a very simple, because I know it was God. Yeah. When I watch how they almost died and killed other people. And it's unfortunate that most of my awe moments are in the car on the highway watching people not die.
It's amazing. Or in the emergency department, I walk in and they did die in front of me, and then we're right there so we can intervene.
Yeah,
but they didn't die till they got in, so that was good.
So it's amazing. And so I want you to think about have you had experience where you just go, wow, that was, I didn't expect that to happen. God was so good.
God's so good.
So then it says, while the beggar held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, I want you to underline that in your Bible. When Peter saw this, so when Peter saw all the people coming to him, he said to them, "Men of Israel, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus. You handed him over to be killed, and you disowned him before Pilate, though he had decided to let him go. You disowned the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this. By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing, as you can all see. Now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders, but this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through the prophets, saying that his Christ would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord and that he may send the Christ who has been appointed to you, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people. Indeed, all the prophets from Samuel on, as many as have spoken, have foretold these days. And you are heirs of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, 'Through your offspring, all peoples on earth will be blessed.' When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways."
He just totally redirected the conversation.
I know.
From the man who was healed to Jesus and why they need Jesus to come, to turn each one of you from your iniquities, from your wicked ways, to save you. So that was just like a launching board to actually talk about Jesus. They wasn't fixated on the fact that, wow, look at his ankles now. Look at his knees. Look how high he can jump. Look, he's praising God. Let's go praise God.
Yeah.
It was like, hold on. Here's why we have the ability to praise God now because of this. It's because Jesus Christ came. But repentance needed to happen.
Yes.
In order for them to receive Christ.
So the question is, how good are you at turning the conversation from what happened to who it might have happened from? So think about that. We'll be back in just a minute.
Introducing Beltone First, a revolutionary new hearing aid. So small you can hardly see it. So comfortable you can hardly feel it. For the first time ever, you can control hearing aids directly from your iPhone. Pick up the phone, listen to music, and use your hearing aids like wireless headphones. Hear everything that matters. Try Beltone First. For a free trial, call 1-800-BELL-TONE now.
Hey, and welcome back. We're jumping right back in. Thank you so much to all of our wonderful sponsors and partners. If you want to check them out, go to our website, neweveryday.tv. Click on our partners page, and you can see all the amazing organizations and companies who are helping make this program possible. So thank you so much. And we were just speaking about how Peter, after the lame man had been healed,
yeah,
how now he's turning the focus.
Yes.
And he's allowing God to work repentance, to bring repentance into these people's lives.
Yes.
So he's telling the story. And the way that he shifts the attention is very interesting. And it does speak about in the New Testament how we need to shift from the natural to the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can relate to something in the natural world, mm-hmm, right? Like, I was having a conversation with a friend of ours who works with computers. And I just have no idea how things work in the computer. And I'm quite happy not to fully know. But he was able to explain how some kind of processor or something worked. But he related it to things I could understand. Like, I can't remember if it was like cooking or if it was something
right
else. But I got it because he related it to a natural thing that I had familiarity with. And I feel like that people in the New Testament, the disciples, and Paul especially, swings from the natural to the spiritual.
Yes, they take what is happening, and instead of putting the focus on themselves, because never once does Peter take any like glory for this. Like, he acknowledges this is what happens, but then he said, but this is who healed him.
And he doesn't even say, well, I was with him the whole time. He called me from the boat, so yeah. I have this special connection with him.
Yeah, and so he just jumps right into, like you said, like, this is what's happening in the natural, but he turns it around to the spiritual lesson for the people, for the purpose that they would come to know Jesus.
Yes, and what they were able to relate to. So these were people, these were Jews, right?
Yes, these were Jews.
Who were going to the temple to pray. So they were familiar with the teachings in the Old Testament.
Yes.
And he quotes the Old Testament and says, you essentially should know that this time was coming.
Yes.
Because all the prophets, like Samuel onward, they talked about this happening, that people would be able to heal in the name of God.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so he's like, now is the time, essentially. And the Old Testament spoke about Jesus. He fulfilled the prophecies in the Old Testament. So they were familiar with the Old Testament and the prophets.
Yeah.
And he relates this miracle to that, saying this is now a fulfillment of those prophecies.
Right. Yeah. And then he goes on to say how it was Jesus who has fulfilled, like you said, has fulfilled all of these things, but you didn't get it. You didn't see that it was Jesus, that Jesus was the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies. And then it says, verse 17, now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. Like, he just calls them out. He's like,
you didn't know.
You didn't know.
But now you do.
And I love that he goes on to say, but this is how God fulfilled that he would foretold, what he foretold through the prophet, saying that his Christ would suffer. So then he says, he takes what's happened. The man was healed. He relates to the spiritual. This, you know, this is who the Christ is, but you missed it. But this is what I love about this message. You missed the miracle. You missed who Jesus was. But if you acknowledge that you missed it and you repent,
here it is.
Here it is. Isn't that amazing?
Like, second chance.
Second chance, because it says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. He's like, he acknowledges the fact that you missed the boat. And he's like, but don't worry. Don't let that stop you. Don't let your past stop you from moving forward with Jesus. And that's like, this is a story of redemption. Hmm. Like, it's like, you know what the Old Testament says. You knew that times of healing and miracles would come. Jesus came. He is the fulfillment of that. You and your leaders missed it, but it's not too late. So often I think people can say, it's too late for me. Or, you know, I should have made the most of that opportunity and I've missed out totally. That is not true with Jesus. It is never, 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 never too late. And in one of our previous conversations, we talked about the parable of the workers and how at the very last moment, at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, when basically the day was done, the owner went out and said, no, you come too. You come too. And at those point, that was when, you know, if you're still standing around 5:30, 6 o'clock, that meant you were picked over. Like, nobody wanted you to work. There's something wrong with you. And so...
maybe you were lame from birth.
Like, maybe you were lame from birth. Or you had no skill at all to do what they need. And the owner said, no, you come. And that's what Peter is extending to them, that it's not too late. Like, there's room in the kingdom for them. Like, you come. Like, you come now. Like, draw the line in the sand.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? Today is the day. I'm going to move forward. And I just love it because it says... that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Mm. Like, when we repent, when we choose to acknowledge our ignorance of who God is and say, you know, I have sinned, then by the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Christ, washing away our sin, getting rid of it, and then filling us with the freshness of Christ, it's like, it is refreshing.
Mm.
It is refreshing to experience just that time that you spend with the Lord, knowing that that you have been forgiven, that it's not too late, that God is Christ still has plans and purposes for your life. Like, it is refreshing to have your sins washed away.
I was listening to an amazing story yesterday, and it's actually on Focus on the Family, if you go to their daily podcasts. And it was a story of a man who has since passed away. His name's Dennis, and Dennis was a follower of Charles Manson.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
So can you give us just a little backup of who Charles Manson is?
From what I understand, from listening. Yeah. He orchestrated some terrible murders that happened in L.A. Like, very, very brutal, really shocked that area and the world. And he basically was saying, like, he was a messiah type figure. And so he had, like, this family of people who would follow him. And so Dennis, this guy, got on board and started to associate with his family and kind of was brainwashed to believe that he, this Charles Manson guy, could be the leader that he was looking for. Because he was like an anarchist. He really rebelled in the 60s against all forms of law. And so he then tried to break Charles Manson out of prison. So he robbed a military surplus store, was shooting at police officers, eventually was arrested, brought to prison. And it was in prison that he was in a cell. His cellmate was this Christian guy who read his Bible all day. That's it. And he thought, this guy is so weird. He's so, so, so weird. And then he couldn't get away from it because he'd go out in the yard and these other big guys who, murderers, would come up and be like, hey, do you want to know what I read in the Bible today? And he'd be like, what is going on? But eventually he submitted his life to Christ and he asked for forgiveness. And he said, it was the first time in 38 years he ever felt clean. It was that time of refreshing that God then changed his life because of Jesus. And he started to see things in a new light. He started to speak things in a new way. And that really speaks to that time of refreshing when repentance, and God says it's his kindness that leads us to repentance and to a new life with him.
Because there's always room.
There's always room.
And so we want to encourage you today, if you've never known Jesus, then today is the day that you would just, as this word said, repent of your ignorance of not knowing and allow times of refreshing to come. Or maybe you're just struggling in your walk and you're just like, man, I've really messed up. And just like these, you know, some of these followers had, like, they were Jewish, but they just really missed the boat in not realizing who Jesus was. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know that Jesus has been calling you to do something, but you've just been putting it off. And maybe today is your day just to repent and say, God, I'm sorry. But there's always room. There's always room to come. And so we're going to pray and we're going to ask Jesus to lead and guide us in the ways that we might need to repent today. So let's do that. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you want to bring times of refreshment to each person. Would you show us today the things that we may need to repent of? Maybe it is ignorance of just not knowing you, have never come to know you. Maybe it's repentance that you have actually been calling us and we've ignored you. Or maybe it's repentance in the fact that you told us something very specific and we've said no. Lord, we ask in your name that you would show us the things that we need to repent of today so that we might experience the times of refreshment that you have for us and the greater things, and to be able to participate in the greater things that you have in store. Lord, thank you for this message today, that you do want to bring times of refreshment to all people. I ask, Lord God, that we would desire those things. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much for tuning in again to New Every Day, and we hope to see you back here next week when we carry on with the Book of Acts. Have a great week.